Welcome to What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Daily Indignities. I'm Rob Sachs, and today we're going to explore a predicament that happens to many of us on the golf course, that being what happens when you hit an errant golf shot. Now, this is only enhanced when, of course, that shot causes some property damage. Now, I've had some minor brushes with this, but my cousin, Todd Sachs, has a story he wants to tell us about what he did when his shot did not go straight down the fairway, and he is on the line now from his home in Los Angeles. Todd, welcome.
Thank you.
So, you were on the tee, and disaster. Let's hear it.
Yeah, I think I was about 12 at the time. Clearly not a good golfer, but trying to improve my game, so I was out having a round by myself. I'm at the tee. I hit a shot.
Wait, are you at a what golf course? Is this a public course?
It's a public course, like a small nine-hole executive course. It's part of a retirement community. My grandparents actually lived on the golf course.
So there are homes all over the course?
There are homes of retired people all over the course, and that sort of plays into this.
And are there people milling about in close proximity to the tee box? I mean, are there people walking and just trying to enjoy their day, and you're just trying to hit it down the fairway? Is that what's going on?
No, I'd say the course is pretty. It's just a course. There's not people running around. Just people playing golf.
Okay, so you're 12 years old, and what hole is this? Do you remember?
I want to say it might be the third hole on the north course, but
okay.
I could be wrong.
So the first two holes went okay, and then you're feeling a little bit more confident, and then you tee it up, and then what happened?
What happened was I had one of the worst golf shots of my life. I tee it up. I hit it. It's a par four. I'm probably hitting a driver, although I wasn't so good with my driver. It may have been a three-wood. Either way, it didn't work out. Hit the ball maybe 30 yards straight, and then it turns a sharp left and goes about 100 yards to the left. Just a wicked golf shot. And then all of a sudden I hear this enormous crash.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, oh, crap. And what do you do? Like, I'm a kid. On one level, you hope that the person's not home. On the other level, you're like, oh, I should check it out. But, you know.
So is this a shattered glass or someone screaming? Or I mean, what type of property destruction could you ascertain that you had?
I mean, clearly I hit a window. I've hit houses before, and you hear that plunk off, like, the tile roof. This was not that. This was a window, like, dead center, massive breakage. So I kind of put my golf bag on my shoulder and kind of walk slowly down past the course, just sort of kind of glancing to my left and don't really see anything. And then all of a sudden this older gentleman comes walking quickly towards me.
So you didn't necessarily run toward the accident.
No,
thinking,
I was not necessarily.
I'm going to own up to this one.
I wasn't owning up, but the same level, I also didn't sprint away.
Well, there you go.
I called it a slow walk to sort of see what the consequences would be. And this gentleman comes up to me and nicely asked me if I hit that golf shot, and I sort of sheepishly nod my head yes, and then he takes down all my information. He wants my name, my address, my parents' names, phone number, etc. And so, you know, I'm a good kid at that point. I don't lie. I give him all my information, and I continue on my way.
And what was the final consequence?
What happened was the guy either called my parents, or I know he sent a letter to my parents with an invoice of how much it cost. And what was really cute is on the letter, he actually wrote a rhyming poem about how crappy my golf shot was. And so we got this rhyming poem about, you know, the inadequacies of my swing. And I think we got an invoice for like $800 to fix a sliding glass door that had exploded as a result of my actions.
$800? Oh, man.
I want to say $800. I don't know.
But
it was a long time ago.
It wasn't $50.
No, it was at least over $500. I mean, I think it was a whole sliding glass door.
Wow, so you really nailed that.
I really had a very wicked shot.
But it's great. He wrote a poem for you?
And ultimately my parents laughed it off and thought the poem was funny, and they weren't really mad, and, you know. So, I think they wanted to get me golf lessons after that. But.
So they paid it off. You didn't have to go clean dishes for a year to pay it off?
They were kind enough to pay off that debt for me.
Well, that's good. But it always makes me wonder why people who live on golf courses don't have plexiglass or, you know, shatterproof glass in
all
their doors.
I agree, and it actually instigated an interesting debate. On some level, aren't they responsible? Because if you live on that golf course, aren't you taking into consideration that this might happen? It's just the very nature that he caught me that I was responsible.
So maybe now you're thinking, maybe I should have run.
Yeah, but what he would have done is he would have chased me down or called the pro shop. Like, it would have been ugly. I made the right choice. But if you really think about it from a legal perspective, who's responsible? It's his fault he lives on the damn golf course. You know, if he doesn't want to break his windows, he shouldn't live on a golf course. I didn't intentionally hit it into his window, but...
Well, that is something I think it would be great for the What Would Rob Do listeners to ponder. As I get prepared next week, we're going to call up a pro and we're going to talk it over and figure out what should you do and what should be done should you hit an errant shot like Todd did oh so many years ago. So thank you very much for listening to What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Daily Indignities. I'm Rob Sachs.
Golfer is not all gloom. There's always the lies in the locker room. And I'm in my glory when wrapped in a towel. I say that it went straight down the middle.